We're doing 30 town halls in 30 days. We're doing them all. I don't have a lot of time. This election's in 4 weeks.
It's a brief campaign season before the September 13th primary. Now that Congress is in recess, the 52-year-old Maloney, who represents portions of the Hudson Valley, has stepped up his campaign schedule with daily events across the state. They include informal town hall meetings like this one at an Albany bar and early morning jogging sessions where he takes questions from the public. Maloney was a senior advisor in the West Wing under President Clinton, and he served in the administrations of former New York governors Elliot Spitzer and David Paterson. If elected, he would be the first openly gay statewide elected official. Speaking to reporters outside the meeting, Maloney says fighting rampant corruption within state government would be a top priority.
Public corruption is killing our state, and we need to hit it with a sledgehammer. And the attorney general can be part of the solution.
In 2018, several former associates of Governor Cuomo have been convicted of bribery and bid rigging, and two former legislative leaders were convicted in retrials on corruption charges. Maloney says he does not hold Cuomo personally responsible for corruption, though, saying there's more than enough blame to go around. But he says the governor made a terrible mistake when Cuomo shut down a Moreland Act commission on corruption before it finished its work. One of his opponents in the AG primary, Zephyr Teachout, a Fordham law professor, wants to reopen the Moreland Commission, arguing that since it was never formally shut down, it could be restarted. Maloney disagrees.
It sounds like something a law professor would say. I think that Moreland was doomed from the start.
Maloney says under the laws governing the Moreland Act, the commission is always under the power of a governor, and he says it was never possible for Cuomo to investigate his own administration. Maloney says if he's elected as AG, he would seek primary jurisdiction to pursue all state corruption cases independently.
And I don't think the Attorney General ought to participate in some dog and pony show cooked up by any governor.
Maloney says if the governor and legislature won't cooperate, he'd coordinate more closely with federal prosecutors, including special counsel Robert Mueller and the state's district attorneys, as well as New York's comptroller. The congressman supports the efforts of interim AG Barbara Underwood to pursue numerous lawsuits against policies of President Trump and his administration. He says if he wins election to the post, he'd also pursue legal angles to try to force President Trump to release his tax returns. Maloney criticized primary opponent Tish James for her recent comment, saying she would not want to be known as the Sheriff of Wall Street if elected. The title was earned by Spitzer when he was AG for aggressively going after financial crime. That practice was continued by Cuomo when he was Attorney General. Maloney says the state's Martin Act was created in the 1920s to give the New York Attorney General the power to go after wrongdoing on Wall Street.
I think this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard that Tish James said, and we all say dumb things, so maybe we ought to cut her some slack. But the fact is that that is the job description. It's not a moniker. It's not some sobriquet. It's not anything other than what the hell your job is.
Maloney is running second behind James in a Siena College poll of Democratic voters, but over 40% of the electorate are still undecided. At the Albany bar, he tells the 50 or so people gathered that he hopes they will make up their minds in his favor.
Please vote. I need your help.
The fourth candidate in the Democratic Attorney General primary is Lecia Eve. If Maloney does not win the primary, he will still be on the ballot for his bid to be reelected to his congressional seat in November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.